Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babul Khufi, the chapter on having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, this is a very, very important ingredient in the recipe for a person to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person is preparing a food, preparing a dish, and now an important recipe, for example, is a sweet dish, and the sugar is left out. So the color may be right, the texture may be right, but the taste is not there because an important recipe is left out. So important recipe in a person being straight in this world, a person being on guard in this world, a person being careful in this world, is this element and this ingredient of fear, where a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do we get this fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is by pondering and thinking over those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warning us that these are the consequences for a person that does wrong deeds, wrong actions, person that goes into sin. So this is one level, not to say that this is the only way, but this is one level of getting that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is those people that are on a higher level, their love for Allah ta'ala is so intense that they fear that I mustn't disobey my Allah in any way. I mustn't disobey my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But one is on this level, which most of us are on, is that if we know there's any harm there, then automatically we're on guard. It's dangerous. There's some thieves there, there's some robbers there, there's somebody that can hijack us there, it's dangerous to go out at night, etc. So we know the harm, so therefore it allows us to take a different course of action. So therefore these hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are there to help us to take a different course of action in this world. There's so much of temptation towards guna, towards sin. A person just has to think and ponder, can I ever make bardash? Can I ever tolerate these type of punishments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got in store for guna? Do I have that level of tolerance? Nobody. It doesn't matter how strong the person is, he'll never be able to tolerate. So therefore, keeping this in mind, it should help us to choose intelligently those choices that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, عن أبي بن حاتم رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان فينظر أيمان منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر أشأم منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم وينظر بين يديه فلا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة متفق عليه. Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah ta'ala will speak with every single one of you without an interpreter between you and him. Sometimes when a person is speaking with an interpreter, a simple example, person is giving a talk and he's got an interpreter next to him. That interpreter, just the fact that he's sitting next to him in front of that crowd, it gives him a little bit of solace. That even if I get stuck a little bit, I can stop. The interpreter will be able to speak, and then he'll speak a little bit longer. If anything happens to me, maybe the interpreter can take over. The fact that I got him on my side, and he is interpreting what I'm saying, in itself is a bit of an assistance. Like that, when a person goes to court, he's got his attorney there, he feels a little bit of support. He feels strong that somebody else is talking on my behalf. So it gives him a little bit of strength, a little bit of solace, to such an extent that a person can actually bank, a person can actually have confidence in the person that is with him, that he's doing his interpretation. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that a person is going to talk directly to Allah ta'ala. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. There isn't between him and Allah ta'ala any interpreter. Nobody that you can take solace from. You're going to speak directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no hiding behind any attorney. There's no hiding behind any advocate. Nobody's going to speak on your behalf directly, even to the extent of an interpreter, they won't be. You will speak directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is saying. He says, you will look to your right and you will see nothing except the deeds that you have sent forward. Except those actions that you have sent forward, that is what you will see on your right hand side. These are the salahs I did. This is the zakat that I did. This is the fasting that I did. This was the good akhlaq that I showed. There's my honesty here. Like how a person walks into his warehouse and he looks and he scans, these are all my goods. Like that on the day of Qiyamah, a person will look to his right, he'll scan, he'll see these are all his good deeds. All of them. Like how a person walks in his warehouse, you can see everything. Allah Ta'ala will give it a form, Allah Ta'ala will give it a shape. A person will actually be able to see all his good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. How fortunate is that person who looks to his right and he can see stores and stores and heaps of good deeds, because he didn't waste his time in this world. He didn't while away his time and waste it in unnecessary things. He did what was necessary. So he looks to his right and he'll feel so happy. There's so much of good deeds. Here Allah Ta'ala preserved it. Allah Ta'ala make it such that when we look to our right, we can see all these good deeds. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that you will look to your right and you will see nothing except the deeds that you had sent forward. You will look to your left and you will see nothing except the deeds that you had sent forward. You will look in front of you and you will see nothing except Jahannam directly facing you. So a person looking to his right, he'll look to his left, whatever his deeds were, now that will come in front of him. He'll be able to see whatever good deeds he did, the bad deeds also will take forms. So he'll be able to see everything, he'll be able to see in front of him. When he looks to his right, looks to his left, then he'll look in front. When he looks in front, he will see Jahannam directly facing him. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you should therefore safeguard yourselves from Jahannam, even if it is with half a date. وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ Even if it is half a date. From this hadith we learn that charity wards away the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith also, other hadith explain that calamities and punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warded away by charity. For every day we should make it a point, even if it's a small amount, but every day take out some charity and give it, because this is the thing that will save us. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, even half a date. In other words, you don't have so much to give, or you don't want to give so much. At least give half a date, but give something so that it wards away this calamities, it wards away Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. A person thinks like this, now he thinks intelligent. Like our person ordering stock overseas, the stock is coming, this is coming. He ensures that he's got a good stock level. He's very careful for his business to be thriving. Similarly, on the day of Qiyamah, how foolish we'll be when we go there, and the only currency we got is our amal, and we see that we have no stocks of it. So therefore, whilst we are here, every second value it. Person makes one subhanallah, he's getting one tree in Jannah. If he says 100 subhanallahs, he's got 100 trees. Imagine if he reads like that, he sends durood, he sends salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much of beauty he'll have on the day of Qiyamah, different color, different amounts, different things, all to please him. But the idea is, in this world, whilst we got the opportunity, is make the best of it without wasting time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.